Liam, a big local derby match. Yourselves and Dirkview, you've been in a lot of different leagues and divisions over the years, so this is a fairly rare occasion, and no doubt that'll probably add to the whole competitiveness.
Yeah, well, surely. I think over over recent years, you know, as you mentioned there, Dirkview have always been sort of championship, and obviously with a disappointment to them of coming down into the PIL, and us coming up, as was that sort of golden egg that you know, that was a fixture that we can look forward to now. We're getting up into that division, and it's probably something that we've been aiming for quite a while. You know, we've probably always looked at Dirkview and thought, you know, that's where we want to be. So now to be facing them again for the second time around, and we played each other very early on at the start of the year, and you know, quite close contest. There wasn't much in it, and I expect Saturday to be pretty much the same as well. And you know, derby games always come down to basically who turns up in the day and who wants it more.
Yeah, the league table, you're both mid table now. You've a couple of games in hand on the sides at the summit. So if you got a good run from now to the end of the season, you could certainly climb that ladder. And I think I'm right in saying you've won 4 out of your last 5 in the league. So that augurs well.
It does. You know, like our form recently over in the league, you know, has improved. I think for ourselves coming up, but you know, coming up into the unknown, not really knowing much about the league and teams in it. Obviously, we knew about the teams in it, but you know, I think we found out pretty quickly that if you're not on it every week in this division, then you get found out, and you know, you really have to be up and at it on every league game. They make sure that you're going to pick up points, and you know, ourselves in the derby, we sit pretty much beside each other in the league, and I think whoever wins on Saturday, that it would really put you back in amongst it again. But I think for ourselves, it's important that look, we take one game at a time and focus on that instead of looking too far ahead. So no, we're all focused on the game on Saturday.
And you had the recent experience of, I suppose you could call it a taste of the big time in the cup against Glentoran. So what's the feelings now looking back on that?
Look, you know what, the first fixture where it was meant to be played at Melbourne, that was disappointing for everyone involved, you know, and the club, that there was a lot of hard work went on behind the scenes and organising. They held such a game of that stature in our own town, and for it to be postponed due to weather, it was a bit of a big blow, and we were sort of licking our wounds for a while. But we went up and played when it was rearranged then the Tuesday night up in Oval, and for large parts of the game, you know, we done really well. We were under no illusions, obviously, how difficult it was going to be. The Glens were going really well this year, sitting third in Irish League and are full time. So for as well as what we done had set up, they had good bits of quality players in certain areas. And you know, when you're at the level we're at, you can be structurally sound and really well organised, but it might just only take a wee bit of brilliance from players at that level and they undo you. But overall it was really good, and I thought like our squad's relatively young, so going forward, you know, the younger lads have a taste for what it's like. They play players at that standard and be in them surroundings. So overall, it would have been a great experience for us.
Now, tell us a little bit about the current squad. It seems that there's always a smattering of Donegal players or coaches or backroom team in some shape or form.
That's right. We have a mix of Donegal men and Derry men, and then a quite few local lads as well, you know, and around the team as well, and the backroom team. Obviously, Mo's came in recently, and he's just starting to get his teeth under it now, but I think no overall impressions with Mo and his backroom team. Obviously, he's kept on Emmett and Wuzzy and Marty the physio and Kevin, and he's brought on Orr McDade and boys like that, you know, and they've been top class. So the boys have really bought into what they're trying to do, and we have a good core in the Stirling team at the minute. And you know, it's important for us, like the local lads, that we know when there's people from like Donegal and Derry and things like that, that when they're coming into the club, but, you know, we always made sure that everybody was made feel very welcome, and you know that carries us well, and we're sort of basically a family tight knit group, you know, and that serves us well. You know, over the last couple of years, it's been built over the years, and you know that structure and that real togetherness, you know, takes us a long way.